For more talks and meditations, go to GloriaCadeGreen.com. Digging for your authentic self, mapping your route. It is in such small things that we fulfill the lessons of the heart. It is from our intentions that our life grows. It is in opening to one another that our path is made whole. A quote from Jack Kornfield. In the last session, we charted our North Star. Now we need to map the route to get there. We have to quit waiting for someone to rescue us and map our own route. As I see it, that includes having a skillful view, using skillful thinking and skillful effort to ensure that we have skillful speech and skillful action. So we'll begin with skillful view. In the last session, we talked about charting our North Star, setting the compass of our lives. But even if we've charted our North Star, we won't see the view if we're moving too fast in life. To map our route, we need to find time to reflect on our aspirations regularly. Remember, where attention goes, energy flows. And we will need the energy to get there. Another way to increase our energy is to resource ourselves by taking in the good or practicing loving kindness. Our minds were developed with a negativity bias. Our view defaults to seeing the negative. We can train our brains to see the positive. When our perspective is contracted, we don't see all the possibilities for our life. We're too busy being focused on what we can't do or what we don't have to see what we can do and what we do have. So we need to slow down. And when we slow down, that allows us to open up a little so we're not so contracted and we can see the whole big picture. Because we need to see how we suffer. We need to see how our life is out of kilter. And we need to see that we can do something about it. So skillful view is the forerunner of this whole path of getting towards the path towards our North Star. It's the guide. It enables us to understand our starting point, our destination, and the successive landmarks that we're going to pass. Once we have a more skillful view, we can start using skillful thinking. Our thinking can become more proficient. We can see how our old stories limit us and hold us back. We can become aware of our habit energies and our avoiding thoughts of attachment, hatred, and harmful intent. With skillful thinking, we can see where our attentions are marbled with wanting and with fear. A lot of times we have good intentions, but they're marbled with wanting and fear, so they don't get us where we want to go. We begin by accepting where we are and what's happening, both inside us and outside around us, right now in the present moment. Acceptance allows us to see the reality of the present moment. It keeps us from being paralyzed by fear. Practicing acceptance is the most effective way of moving forward. Rick Hansen says, "People often swerve away from their dreams to avoid risking experiences they dread. The edges of the experiences we fear form a kind of invisible fence that limits the life we allow ourselves to have." So with skillful thinking, we can see that fence and we can open the gate. We also need skillful effort, because too much effort can be as detrimental to change as not enough effort. If we're doing too much, we're moving too fast to see the view. When we try too hard, we lose the energy we need to keep moving forward. The path toward our North Star is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So when we're meditating, skillful effort is using just enough effort to bring us back to the present moment. It's not contracting and saying, I'm going to keep my mind on my breath. It's just enough effort to say, my mind has wandered, bring it back. And in life, it's just the effort that's required for us to pause so we can respond instead of react. Instead of putting together a plan that's going to take Herculean effort, we want to put together a plan that's just going to be easy to do, especially at the beginning. It's just the effort that we need and not something that's going to overwhelm us. Oprah Winfrey says, the energy we send out in the world is the energy we get back. If you want love and kindness, send out love and kindness. If you wonder why there are so many angry people in your life, look no further than the resentment you hold in your own heart. So energy is really important, the effort we put in and the energy we have. If we're thinking right, we're being very careful and really seeing reality and paying attention to our perceptions, and we're using the effort to do that, our speech is going to become much more skillful. Because our speech can move us along on the path towards our North Star, or it can derail us. To go in the right direction, we need to stop and to listen. And we need to listen not just to whoever's talking, but we also need to listen to our authentic self instead of our ego. So if someone's talking and we're triggered, we often just react. That's our ego. But we want to listen to our authentic self and learn, why am I getting triggered and what's going on? The problem is our authentic self speaks very softly. It sends very subtle guidance. Sometimes it's via the gut or the heart or just some profound knowing that you have inside of you. But if we're moving too fast or not using enough effort, we're not going to hear it. And after listening, we can choose how to respond. Thich Nhat Hanh says, sometimes we speak clumsily and create internal knots in others. Then we say, I was just telling the truth. It may be the truth, but if our way of speaking causes unnecessary suffering, it's not skillful speech. The truth must be presented in ways that others can accept. Words that damage or destroy are not skillful speech. Before you speak, understand the person you're speaking to. Consider each word carefully before you say anything so that your speech is skillful in both form and content. So there's some questions we can ask ourselves when we're about to speak. And these questions will help guide us towards our authentic self. The first one is, what is my highest goal? So if Walt says something that irritated me, which I'm sure he will today because I'm so tired, I'm very irritable, I can think of, what is my highest goal? Is my highest goal to get back at him? Or is my highest goal to keep our relationship loving and strong? And if I stop and I think about that, I might not have to snipe at him. Or what's my best intention for whoever I'm speaking with and for myself? What is the intention that I want? What matters to me in this response? Does it matter that I'm right, or does it matter that I'm loving? I'd have two very different responses depending upon what matters. And then think about, do I want to be right? Or do I want to understand things differently? Or do I just want to connect? So skillful speech is part of the path to getting to our North Star by stopping, listening, and then responding in a skillful way. In addition to speech, we have skillful action. If we've slowed down enough to see reality and to think about our options, we'll be able to choose actions and situations that align us with our intention. We'll act in ways that reduce suffering rather than increase it. Oprah's advice for skillful action is, before you agree to do anything that might add even the smallest amount of stress to your life, ask yourself, what is my truest intention? Give yourself time to let a yes resound within you. When it's right, I guarantee your entire body will feel it. And that's what we're looking for in skillful action. So when I'm about to take an action that's not so skillful, if I stopped and listened to my body, I'd probably feel it contracted, tightening. But if I'm about to take an action that's skillful, I can feel my heart opening up. And that's really what we want. Before acting, we want to take a mindful pause where we consider whether that action's going to move us along our path or pull us away from the course. There's many activities we can incorporate into our daily life. And you might be thinking, charting our course, we're going to be talking about things like exercising and losing weight, but we're really going to be talking more about things on our spiritual or our mindfulness path. And what I'd like you to do is commit to one thing that you're not already doing that you'll do for at least 1 minute a day for until our next meeting, which is in 2 weeks. So I'm going to pull a screen share up so that you can look at the list of ideas. And these are not the only ideas. So we'll go through these ideas and then we'll get into breakout groups so you can kind of talk through what you might do if you chose one of these. But I'll just kind of review each one so we know what they are. We've talked a lot about taking in the good. That's when you go and for 20 seconds you find something that's pleasant and pleasing, like a beautiful sky or a tree. And for 20 to 30 seconds you just look at it and just feel the contentment in your body. And just really soak in the good that's in the world. Practicing gratitude. I know some of you are doing that already. It could be a gratitude journal. You could decide you want to have a gratitude buddy that you email each other every day. It's a great way to keep yourself accountable. You might want to make and keep a small promise to yourself each day. Just something that you're going to do for yourself. Or commit to one self-care, not self-indulgence activity. Self-care might be enjoying a cup of tea. Self-indulgence would be pigging out on ice cream or cookies. Question the truth of your inner critic's chatter. If you could get yourself to do that once or twice a day, just question the truth when they start saying you're not worthy or you don't deserve it. Or take a mindful pause before reacting. Ask yourself, what can I do in this moment to move in the direction of my North Star? That's an especially important one that I'm going to use whenever I'm kind of feeling bored or restless. So that's the one I'm committing to for the next couple of weeks. Acknowledge your suffering. Acknowledge I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling tired, I've got a pain. acknowledge that it's suffering and that you don't feel good. And maybe talk to yourself as you would to a good friend. Or maybe you want to, on a daily basis, especially when you first wake up, when your brain is most suggestive, is use some kind of a mantra like, I am worthy, or I am enough. I've been doing this one for probably a month now, and I think it's really helpful to just, I am worthy, I am enough. Because what I had in my brain before is I'm not worthy, I'm not enough, and I need to create those new neural pathways. And at first it sounds kind of mechanical, but now I'm actually starting to believe it. Because when you tell yourself something often enough, you do start to believe it. Or you may want to, instead of focusing on your breath when you meditate, you may want to just watch your thoughts. Don't get caught up in them. Just watch them. As they arise, they're there, and they pass away. A final activity you may want to commit to is meditate by sending kindness to yourself and to others. Take a few moments to look at the list and decide what you want to commit to, spending 1 minute a day for the next 2 weeks doing something that's going to help you chart your course to your North Star. David Emerald says, the question is, what do you want to remember that you drew on your Etch-a-Sketch when you remember this period of your life? Being your authentic self means that you're using all your skills, talents, and wisdom. It's doing things that are uniquely you. Your actions arise from who you are, not what you believe you're supposed to do. You may ask yourself, what choice will create peace within me? Some choices create short-term happiness, but not long-term peace. We're looking for those that create long-term peace. The other question is, what action is the most loving to me and to others? Notice how to me comes first. We want to make sure the actions we're taking are loving to ourselves before we look at whether or not they're loving to others. Being authentic means loving who you are, pursuing the stuff you're interested in, laughing at the stuff you find funny, and fighting for what you think is right. Being authentic also means giving yourself permission to change your mind, to make mistakes, to be a jerk, to beg forgiveness, to be sad, lonely, stupid, and lazy, according to Jen Sincero. My wish for you is may you accept yourself as you are, may you feel you are worthy, and may you know that you are enough.